You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, formerly Rod's Pulse Podcast, number 88.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Rod Murray. Glad to be back. That was a clip from the piece Pack a Bell for the Potomac by Laura Sullivan. Stay tuned at the end of my podcast for the full piece. The Pack a Bell Canon is one of my favorite pieces. I think you'll enjoy it too. For my regular listeners, I have an important announcement to make. Rod's Pulse Podcast is moving after almost 5 years. I am very pleased that my podcast will now be hosted and sponsored by Inside Higher Ed. Inside Higher Ed can be found at www.insidehighered.com, and it's the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. As you'll see, I'll continue my usual format, bringing you the latest news, insights, and interviews about e-learning technology and some new PodSafe music each month. I'll present picks for my podcaster guide and e-learning news. You can find that at www.podcaster-guide.com. My podcaster guide and e-learning news is my companion website where I follow several e-learning news sources and where you can find all of my bookmarks to topics and software and reviews that I cover here. To my new listeners, welcome. I've been producing this podcast since early 2006 as a labor of love. It's been a way to promote podcasting to the faculty of my institution, which was Thomas Jefferson University at the time. Why Pulse, you say? Well, Pulse was the brand name we gave to our Blackboard installation at Jefferson. For the last couple of years, my academic home has been at the University of the Sciences, or U-Sciences for short. If you don't know much about us, we're in the University City section of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Many of you probably know us better as the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science, though we've added four other colleges since the 1800s, Mishra College of Arts and Sciences, Sampson College of Health Sciences, Mays College of Healthcare Business and Policy, and our College of Graduate Studies. You can find us at www.usciences.edu. Well, let's move on to the main topic of today, Wimba, Illuminate, and the new Blackboard Collaborate product. As you may have heard, Wimba and Illuminate were the latest acquisitions by Blackboard. Those two products are the industry leaders in synchronous online classroom technology. And now we expect that they'll morph into a new offering by this summer, which Blackboard is calling Collaborate. And you can find out a lot more detail about the offering at www.blackboard.com/collaborate. Today I'll be interviewing Matthew Wasowski. He's the Senior Manager of Customer Programs at Blackboard Collaborate. I've known Matt for several years now, having interviewed him about Wimba in my 72nd podcast back in August 08. So without further ado, here's my interview with Matt. Matt, thanks so much for agreeing to speak with my audience today. I know it's been about a little over 2 years, I think, since our last podcast, and I know there have been a lot of changes. How have you been lately?
I've been good. Yeah, I think we last talked in Las Vegas at Blackboard World in 2008, so it was much hotter and it didn't have the cold winter months setting in like it is right now. But over that time period, obviously, I guess it's ironic with the changes that have happened that we last spoke at Blackboard World is now that's my new world as well.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. For folks listening who don't know, Blackboard has purchased Wimba, your former company, and your major competitor, Illuminate. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But I wonder if you could give my audience a little rundown, brief rundown of what Wimba's products are first and what some of the best use cases are.
Sure, absolutely. So first with Wimba, we make what is called the Wimba Collaboration Suite, which is a very comprehensive suite of sort of interactive and collaborative tools to use within distance education and online courses. Basically, what they do is through a combination of audio or video or instant messaging, whiteboarding, application sharing, whatever the case might be, really allows for a lot of real time and sometimes asynchronous interaction between instructors and students to make classes much more effective and personal, which ultimately will improve student outcomes and a lot of student success. But conversely, what we've really seen a lot in the last couple of years is that in addition to just having a lot of academic functionality, we've actually seen a lot of use on the administrative side of schools as well. Well, they're sought to use a lot of our technology for things like online meetings or professional development or faculty training sessions. I think as a lot of folks have really started to take a hard look at their current software investments, they found that technologies like Wimba are so versatile and flexible that they can really start to think creatively and get a lot more use out of them than they initially planned.
Sure. We've been using a sort of a commercial product for webinars and meetings, but it wasn't really geared towards the educational uses, at least in academia. We're looking more and more at doing certainly online, but also hybrid. Can you give us a little example of how you would use Wimba, for example, to enhance a course that was taught, you say, you know, mostly face-to-face, but had some online components?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, that is probably still the most common use case that a lot of schools and a lot of our customers have today. So typically, for example, say you're a teacher teaching a face-to-face English 101 course, whatever the case might be. And so what you could still do, in addition to having the obvious face-to-face lectures and meetings that you would normally have, you could use something like a live virtual classroom to hold, maybe hold office hours once a week, every couple of weeks. We know that, especially whether it's hybrid or entirely online or entirely face-to-face, there are so many instances where students have very different schedules. Either they're working or have personal life or personal affairs to attend to, that office hours, for example, meet at 5 or 6 o'clock might be difficult for a lot of students to attend. So you could have a virtual classroom and say, hey, class, we're going to meet every Thursday or every other Thursday at 8 o'clock at night or Sunday at 9 o'clock at night at a time that's more convenient, where they can all meet from their homes or from their offices and log in and have a nice interactive session that way. But then you can also use tools like Pronto, which is the instant messaging tool that we have here that ties into a school's course management system, which is a really terrific tool that if you're a student and you're any time, day or night, and you're working on an assignment, most times if you have a question about an assignment and you're in the middle of it, you really kind of want an instant answer. You don't want to send an email, for example, to your classmates or to your professor, then have to wait an hour, 2 hours, a day, 2 days to get that response while you're working on something. So what you can do is send them a quick instant message, either through chat or audio or video, for example, and get that immediate answer so you can continue on with your assignment. So just like that, whether it's office hours, whether it's instant collaboration, whether it's having students working together as part of a virtual meeting group, I mean, there are really so many uses, even for a class that is predominantly that predominantly meets face-to-face.
Yeah, you mentioned Wimba Pronto. Is everything else subsumed under Wimba Classroom? Is that the way it's organized?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't clear about that in the beginning. So there are actually really three products that make up the suite. One is Wimba Classroom, which is for live classes or office hours, meetings, whatever the case might be. There's Wimba Pronto, which is our instant messenger that gets actually populated by a course management system. So you know instantly who's in each of your classes, who your classmates are, who your teachers are. It's very highly organized, which is very nice. And then there's also a third product as well called Wimba Voice, which is a set of different asynchronous voice applets that can plug into an online course. And so these include things like voice boards, which are basically like a normal online discussion board, except that you can add your voice into them. So you can imagine if you're teaching a history class and you want to have students give maybe vocal comments about, have a vocal discussion about maybe the Martin Luther King I Had a Dream speech, or in a language class, they could talk about their favorite foods in Spanish or French or German and Mandarin to practice pronunciation or listening comprehension. And there's also even a podcast creation tool within Wimba Voice. There's voice email, which is a nice way for teachers actually to give very in-depth feedback to students and so on. So it's Wimba Voice, Wimba Pronto, and Wimba Classroom.
Of course, you mentioned podcasting, which is certainly dear to my heart. So we've been looking for more of a sort of out-of-the-box way to produce podcasts. I know I do it sort of the old-fashioned way using several different tools. Mm-hmm. So this would enable faculty to produce their own podcast. Now, when you say podcast, it's not just they would have to link on an audio file in their LMS. You can actually subscribe to it. Does it link into iTunes U or iTunes, for example? Or
yeah, absolutely. What's really nice is that, and I really say this in all seriousness, even though sometimes it sounds admittedly a bit boastful, but when I give presentations about the podcast creation tool, I do say that it is the easiest way for any faculty member to create a podcast, period, not just within educational technology, but really within any technology in general. It's very simply really just have one button within any online course. You know, literally just a red record button says, create your podcast. You go ahead, you say what you got to say. And then there are two subscribe buttons right next to it that a student can click onto. And from that moment on, they've subscribed to their instructor's podcasts. And from that point on, they can just go straight to their iTunes or whatever other podcast aggregator they might be using and constantly just refresh it and get new material. So it really is a great tool. And it's one thing that I really push a lot. Obviously, so many of our customers, their faculty members, are the best and brightest in the world in their respective fields. And sometimes I think it's almost a shame that they aren't really creating as many podcasts as usual, because it's such a common and expected delivery form of information now for students in particular. So I think this the podcast tool gives these elite faculty members just one more option of really kind of presenting their knowledge and their message out to their student bodies.
Now, you're main competitor was Illuminate. Now you're going to be working, shoulder to shoulder. What can you tell us about Illuminate and how it might differ with your products? Because I know you still have standalone products until Blackboard Collaborate comes together. Can you tell us a little bit first about Illuminate?
Sure, yeah. So I'll talk about Illuminate kind of as it is today before we get into what's coming down the pike. So Illuminate really focused on having a very solid, a very scalable virtual classroom product that really competed directly with our Wimba Classroom product, but it had a lot of very nice differentiating features. Most notably, I think when someone logs into Illuminate Live, they see the fact that, for example, you can actually have six different video windows of the people who are participating in a session. So it's really nice that you can have a faculty member always being visible to the online students, and you can actually have five more students being seen at the same time. And that really does create such a personal, really a personal feel to any online course, where if you're sitting in your office and you've got a class of students logged in from 10 or hundreds of thousands of miles away, I mean, just to really have all of their faces up there at the same time, it's a very powerful feeling. And it really adds a lot of, I think, intangibles that ultimately, again, do really improve the student experience, ultimately leading them to have better grades and better performance. So that was always a big difference between Illuminate Live and Wimba Classroom. It also is some of the architecture, I think, is actually sometimes a little bit better. It would scale better. It was a really nice way to accommodate ad hoc meetings. Scheduling was sometimes a little bit easier. So it was sometimes even a little bit more flexible in terms of what kind of use you wanted to use it for.
What's the timing, I guess, of merging or taking the best of both worlds and moving it into Blackboard Collaborate?
Sure. So the timing is going to happen for the first phase hits this summer, summer of 2011, which we're really excited about. And I think what you just said a couple of moments ago really honestly is the truth about taking the best of both worlds. I mean, obviously, I had been with Wimba for 10 years and, you know, we fought tooth and nail with Illuminate. And so I think hopefully that gives me a lot of credibility to say that. And I think we really do take the best of kind of both products, and it's going to have a very just a really kind of wonderful product starting this summer. So a couple of things that we're going to start to begin with starting this summer will be, first of all, the combination of some of the higher quality video that Wimba had been working on in the past, but then actually combining it with those multiple video windows that Illuminate had. So now you can have, I mean, almost up to HD quality online video within having multiple user video frames within the interface. So I think that'll be very powerful. That's going to be a very cool feature that will really allow online instruction to go much more in depth. I mean, a lot of times when you have use cases for video, whether you want to do lecture capture, for example, in a class, maybe you're doing a medical course and you really have to show anatomy very close up, whatever the case might be, I think the video options and the improved quality is really going to help a lot.
One thing that I'm curious about is training for faculty. I mean, doing a podcast is, you know, it's pretty basic. It's audio and it's pretty easy to edit. How easily do faculty adapt to using some of these, the Wimba Classroom product or Illuminate where video is concerned? It seems to me that you almost need a you know, a helper there to sort of manage all the you know, all the buttons and widgets.
Sure. And so there, I'll give you three different answers to that. So the first one is that it really is like any other software tool in the sense that there are some early adopters who can kind of just look at it once, pick it up and kind of be off and running. And then there are others on the other end of the spectrum that really need a lot of handholding, sometimes need a student assistant to kind of push the buttons while they're kind of maintaining their train of thought on the course content that they're delivering and really anywhere in between. And so what we kind of do is that for a long time, we've always had a lot of different offerings from the services side of our organization where we can do sort of very basic training for people where it's just here's how to type in a chat message, here's how to start your audio, to very advanced kind of server administration and anywhere in between. So we recognize the fact that really people learn at different speeds and have different capabilities going into this from the beginning. So we try to make accommodations for really all those levels of expertise.
Well, listen, Matt, I really want to thank you for giving us an update. Looking forward to the new product. Best wishes and have a great holiday.
All right, great. It's nice to it's nice to be on the show again, and it's nice to hear a voice coming from West Philadelphia, my old stomping ground. It's nice to have West Philadelphia around again.
I hope you learned a bit from the interview. I'm looking forward to the new product this summer. So please stay tuned for Pachelbel for the Potomac. Until next time, have a great week.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.